Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, I have announced that I'm heading to the Camino with Focus Ireland from the 25th of September to the 2nd of October. We're putting together a group of 20 and the spots are filling up. Everything will be sorted for you by Focus Ireland. You just pay your fee. That covers all your costs, your flights, your accommodation, the route, the guide, the works. And of course, your all-important donation is included in that cost and will go a long way to help Focus Ireland to end homelessness in Ireland. So I have been lapping up all Camino-based content in my own preparation. And Andy Ramage, who has been a regular on the show to talk about alcohol-free living and the psychology of motivation. So it caught my eye on his Instagram recently when he said he was heading off to the Camino on his own and with limited access to his digital life. And Andy Ramage joins me on the line now. Andy, how are you?
Marvellous.
Good stuff. Now, I've had you on the show before talking about alcohol-free life. And I think at the centre of all of our discussions, because we've also discussed the psychology of motivation together many, many times, is this essence with which you live in following both of those strings to your bow, this living a life of intention and listening to the whispers. So when did this whisper for you to do the Camino on your own come to you first?
Do you know what? I've been trying to figure this out. I think it's been one of those that must have come from a book. But I grew up a Catholic in the UK, and essentially the origins of the Camino is a Catholic pilgrimage. So I think I must have been influenced somewhere subconsciously by this adventure. But where it really materialized, 6 years ago, midway through my alcohol-free adventure, I wrote down my BHAG goals, my big, hairy, audacious goals. One of them was to quit my job and start training coaches. One of them was to create a documentary. All of these things are coming true, but there was one that hadn't come true, and that was walk the Camino. It's been on my wall for 5 years, staring at me every day, walk the Camino. So that's the essence of it, I think.
Okay, interesting. So it's sort of been bubbling around in the back, and not even in the background, right in front of your eyes every day. But I think this is interesting because we've also been talking about changing the stereotype that you have to wait until retirement, that it's for people in retirement, absolutely. But it can be for anybody who feels called or would like to take some time out. But I think the things that will stand in people's way are, of course, some anxiety around raising the funds to get there, but stepping out of your life for a week. Why do we struggle so much with that when we've got family responsibilities, work responsibilities, and we think, no, that's not something I can do for myself?
Yeah, and I was really surprised, having walked the Camino, that all ages were on that walk, from 19-year-olds that I walked with to 90-year-olds. I mean, it is incredible. And I believe, and I'm really a passionate believer in this now, it doesn't matter at what stage of life you are, one of the greatest gifts you can ever give yourself is just some time away from the noise, the busyness. I mean, imagine, people have been doing that walk for 1,000 years for the same reasons, just to spend some time with themselves, you know, in solitude. Is such a gift in our busyness of a modern world. And I think everyone has a profound experience through that that will change the direction potentially of their life, their relationships, their future careers. Therefore, it is something worth prioritizing. But equally, as you say, it's very difficult because it's very easy to say, well, I can't do it because I've got this on and that on. But you can do it in stages. And I would argue that even 1 week in that first week was really powerful for me. So it's not that you have to do the full Camino. You could just do a few days or even a week, and most people can manage that.
And did you have that thought process? I mean, you have a wife and two daughters, you have a thriving business, like you have people that need you. How difficult was it for you to take that time for you and to say to all of those people, the people you coach, the people who work for you and with you and your family, I'm going to take this one on my own? It's one thing to go on a family holiday, but you were just going to do this one on your own.
I know, it did take a little bit of convincing past my wonderful girls, and I did dangle a nice carrot of a trip to Ibiza at the very end of it to celebrate the wonderful walk. But in all seriousness, it was just something I felt that was important, and therefore it's been on my list and radar for a while. So there was the planning behind it, obviously making sure I was up to date on all those things work related, that I'd let people know that I was going and actually really mapped out the journey so that my wife and my girls would be fully aware of where I was. So it just took that bit of extra planning. It wasn't excessive planning, but equally the rewards are that you come back, I think, a better person for it, which is a gift in many ways to your family, loved ones, colleagues and friends.
100%. You were like, I'm heading off. I'm going essentially off grid. I'll be contactable. But you didn't do social media. You didn't do emails. Did you say for 5 weeks?
5 weeks. And at one point, I was tempted to do a live. I often do lives on social media because it was such a wonderful experience. I wanted to share it. But what happened, and this is the magic of the Camino, when you have no distraction and you're away from those things, the second that thought entered my mind, it clouded my mind for about 90 minutes. So I was walking for 90 minutes and my mind was doing the gymnastics of, should I do the live? Shouldn't I do the live? Is this a good thing? Is it not a good thing? And then I sort of woke up 90 minutes later and realized I'd been walking all that time and not immersed in the present moment in the wonderful surrounds. So it was a lovely wake-up call. So I did that live. I then deleted it and then never went near my phone or social media again for the rest of the trip, because I could see what it was doing to my mind, because I had this lovely clarity prior to that. And again, that's part of the wonderful experience of the Camino.
That's so interesting, because I often feel that that is not only my thought process and yours, as you've just described it, but everybody's. When we watch a concert or see a nice view, we start taking our phones out to record it or think where we're going to post it. It's pulling us from the present moment. It's a mad new reflex that we have in this modern age.
And the truth is, I think it's always been around us. I think that's why people have been drawn to this walk. So the modern age with all its distractions, that is what you discover on that Camino. And it was such a gift for me. It was a real life reaffirming gift of the present moment. I've studied mindfulness and these things for 12 years, never clicked until that Camino. I got a chance to look at what it's like to live life free from distraction, mostly in the present moment. And I've got to tell you, it was blissful. It was joyful, and that has followed me home.
So give us a typical day on the Camino for you.
So mine was just wake up and go. There was one point, and this is so anti-Camino, but it made me laugh because I phoned my lovely wife Tara to tell her I was leading the Camino. I was winning the Camino. I'd left so early, which is such an anti-Camino thing to possibly do, but it was just coming out of Pamplona, and I think I'd left about 6. It was still dark. And I thought, there's no one around. I'm at the front of the Camino. If there's a yellow jersey, I'd be carrying it. But a typical morning for me was get up and go and then walk. I loved the walking so much so that I just wanted to walk further and further in the end. And what you find on the Camino is such a beautiful experience that probably about every 5 kilometers or so, there's a little restaurant or a cafe where you can stop and have a coffee, or some Spanish omelette is what I would do. And then it's just that beautiful movement. And the scenery is changing all the time. You never know who you're going to meet. Everyone talks to everyone. It is honestly humanity, I think, at its best. It's like this little utopia on this trail. You have a shared common goal. The only people on that trail, Camino people from all over the world. By the time you've walked that 20 kilometers, 30 kilometers, you've connected with 5, 10 different new friends that are willing to connect and share their stories of why they're there. It's just such a joyful experience, all of it. People just want to talk about real things, like deep things, whether that's their adventure that brought them to the Camino, their spiritual beliefs, their thoughts, their ideas, their fears, their dreams. It's like that's what our soul needs. We need to be nourished with quality connection and communication like that. So you can absolutely go on your own.
Can I ask you an important question? And I keep getting different answers on poles, walking poles or no walking poles?
100,000,000% walking poles. It's the top tip for the Camino. Love them. Essential, absolutely essential. Take the pressure off your knees, uphill, downhill, extra propulsion. Love them. Could not recommend poles enough. Yeah, and the other big game changer are your boots. It is so essential to get really good boots. Get great boots, get great poles, and you're off to a wonderful adventure.
Final question then. I'm interested in something you said about bringing that home, because I think it's the same with any retreat or any holiday. We go away, we're like, okay, I've got lots of key insights here. This is the real me, I often say to my tanned face on a holiday mirror. How do we make sure that we bring that energy home to our everyday life and not just return back to normal or what, you know, we were doing before?
Yeah, and I think this is the wonderful spirit of the Camino, why it's transformational in many ways, because you do bring those insights home. There's a sense of oneness with our humanity, which was really, really important and powerful to me. That sense of the present moment and how powerful and blissful that is. How time in nature is so important. You know, I have a mini Camino now all the time on a Sunday where everything goes off. There's no tech. There's no thinking about work. There's just a mini Camino, which is me being present with family, being present in nature, going on mini adventures. So I think it's really bringing that mindset with you.
Okay, amazing. Well, I can hear you glow talking about it, so it's getting me even more excited. If you want to find out more about the amazing work of Andy Ramage, go to andyramage.com. Andy, thank you so, so much for coming on.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.